Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in to another episode. Today, we are going to be talking with the amazing Ann Lamar Johnson. We're so happy to have you on today, Ann Lamar. Will you please introduce yourself to the Glambitious listeners?
Yes. Hi, Pamela. Thank you so much for having me. I am Ann Lamar Johnson, and I'm the author of Faith Walk, my new 31-day devotional for Christian women.
Awesome. Awesome. So a new devotional, 31 days, called Faith Walk. So tell us, has your book released yet?
It has. You can get it on my website. You can get it on Kindle, Amazon, and it'll be hitting Audible soon as well.
Oh, congratulations to you. Congratulations. Yes,
Thank you. I love
devotionals. So tell us, what was your inspiration behind writing a devotional and one titled Faith Walk?
Faith Walk was born out of my own struggles, my own misunderstanding of my struggles. I've always had that ignore and override spirit, you know, just keep pushing through. And I didn't take time to sit back and really let whatever was taking place in my life really marinate and resonate, process it, and work through it. And I hit a point in my life where God was like, okay, you don't want to slow down. I'm going to slow you down and you're going to have to sit with yourself and I'm going to make you work through this. And it was a journey. It was a painful process, but I have come out so much better on the other side. And I knew I just had to write and put some of my own struggles on paper and in hopes that it'll encourage somebody else, no matter where they're at in their journey, whether they're trying to avoid some of these situations or they're in the middle of it, or maybe they're past it, but they still haven't processed it and they're still dealing with that repeat trauma and hurt.
Wow. That's something there, especially when you said that you were going through things, but not really taking the time to sit down and process this. Why do you think it's important for us as women of faith, men of faith, or people of faith in general? Why do you think it's important for us to kind of process what it is that we're going through?
Life is full of, it's going to have problems. It's going to have its issues. But it's all a learning experience, and you're supposed to learn from your experiences and you're supposed to grow. So if you're ignoring and overriding and pushing through, that's how we end up repeating so much of the same exact things. Like we got to keep retaking this test. Like we're failing it every time. And if we would have maybe taken the time to stop and process it and really like sit with your feelings and pray about it, I really think things would go differently and we wouldn't have to keep retaking the same test so many times.
Wow, that's awesome. That's amazing. And so when we think about challenges, we all go through seasons or times where we experience challenges. But sometimes I think there are some challenges that are kind of isolated to women of faith. It may not really be like that, but I'm like, oh, wow. Why do we go through these certain things? So what are some challenges that you've noticed that women of faith experience?
You know, the closer you get to God, the closer you are to fully walking in your purpose, the more the devil does not like to see that. Wow. So I think a lot of times we think, oh, the closer I get to God, the easier it's going to be. But that's not the case. That's the more you're going to get tested. And that's okay, because diamonds are made under pressure. Without that pressure, beautiful things don't manifest. So we have to go through these things to grow our faith and to walk closer in faith, because it's in those times of struggle where your faith is really tested. It's easy to have faith when things are going great. Like then everybody can do it, right? When that faith is under fire, it's a whole different ball game.
Right. And I love that you said diamonds are made under pressure. That was a good gem, a good piece of advice, or even a word of affirmation, I would say it is, because so often we think that when we're going through, we're really being punished. But sometimes God is just trying to shape us and mold us into who He has called us to be. So I love that you
Absolutely.
said that. I love the fact that you wrote a devotional because books are a way to be empowered, educated, and informed. They are valuable, valuable resources. So tell us what or how will your book, your devotional Faith Walk, help readers to navigate uncertainties and life challenges?
So growing up, I like you said before, it's hard sometimes to understand the Christian faith and to really understand, like, okay, this the Bible, it's a whole bunch of old stories that don't apply to me. No, they all apply to you. And whatever you're looking for, you're gonna find it in the Bible. And not knowing that these apply to my life or actually thinking about how they apply to my life was challenging for me. And it was well into my adult years before I was like, oh, okay, now I get what this is saying. So I strive to break things down in a way that makes it more understandable. I relate to a past story of mine, then I relate it to my audience, then I relate it to a Bible passage, and then I throw a song in there, a quote of the day, a scripture of the day, and then I have at the end, something to think about. So now, after hearing my own experience and how I interpreted it, now it's time for you to pause and then write your thoughts out. And these thought-provoking questions can better help somebody like apply their story in place of mine and see how the passage still goes with their story.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that relatability factor. Because sometimes we go through and we think we're the only ones who are going through that or who has ever gone through it. So being able to relate and say, hey, someone else went through it and actually got through it. So there's hope for me.
Absolutely.
Yes, I
Absolutely.
love it. So what makes the Faith Walk devotional a special addition to the marketplace?
I think it makes a special addition to the marketplace because there's not a lot of things out there like that in the way that I have designed it. And my story has never been out there. And I really feel that this will resonate with a lot of people, and this isn't the end of the road for Faith Walk. This is just the beginning. Definitely be on the lookout, for my next one coming out spring of next year, which will have a full workbook to go with it. So it's all a journey. It was a journey for me, so I can't expect that you can read this 131 day devotional and then boom, now you have this big understanding, because my understanding didn't come out of 31 days.
So it is indeed a journey. So I'm so glad that you said that and let the listeners know too, don't expect the quick overnight fix. If it took us 40 years to make a mess, so to speak, out of our lives, although God can do it. But he wants us to learn in the process. He can do it immediately, but oftentimes he doesn't because he's wanting us to learn something throughout the process of the journey. So
Yes, and I do
amazing.
believe.
Yeah, go
Absolutely.
ahead.
And I believe that, anything that's worth having, you've got to work for it, and it is going to take time, whether it's writing a book or starting a business, going back to school. It's just, I think the fact that, for example, when I went back for my degree in dental hygiene, I knew, okay, I know how long this program's going to be, and I know exactly what it's going to look like when I graduate. When you're going on a personal journey, a spiritual journey, a journey in business, whatever journey you're taking, this is a new realm that has no expiration date. So a
Amen.
lot of times it can be hard to keep the faith and keep pressing through when you're like, okay, it's been a year. Okay, it's been 2 years, God, like, what's going on? But all of this, I think, is to grow us for the position that we're walking into. It's a training ground.
Oh, awesome. I love that description of it, a training ground. Love it. So what's next for you as an author, a dental hygienist, a woman of faith? What's next for Anne Lamar Johnson?
Right now, I am going where God leads me, and He is leading me some amazing places. Like I said, I am currently working on the next devotional and workbook to come out in the spring. There's some other things in the mix too that, I'm working on in silence.
Yes.
just really just growing in my own faith so that I can help people, because it's a lifelong journey. I'm not at the end of the road either. I haven't arrived. I haven't made it. So, just helping people along the way, and I am diving deeper into my motivational speaking and things like
Awesome.
that. So, a
Awesome.
lot of things out there. I do start my PhD in January.
Awesome. Awesome. A lot of great things. Congratulations on it all. We look forward to seeing it and supporting you in it all. So tell us again, where can we purchase this amazing devotional and how listeners can connect with you further?
So you can purchase the author, but well, sorry, the Faith Walk journal, devotional on authorbyfaith.com on my website. And you can also go to Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes and Noble online, and it'll soon be available on Audible as well. And they can connect with me on social media, on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and just put Author by Faith.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Well, Anne Lamar, it has been so awesome talking with you. Thank you so much for coming on to the Glambitious podcast and sharing with the listeners about your new devotional Faith Walk. Listen, listeners, go and support her. Purchase your copy on her website, authorbyfaith.com, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and stay on the lookout for the Audible version. We appreciate you, Anne Lamar, for coming on. And listeners, we so appreciate you for tuning in to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. Until next time.